MMA fighter Joel Bauman joins us and delivers a roundhouse kick to the Hollywood elites. We revisit that time Ricky Gervais roasted the Golden Globes, and this is all happening while Brewer's in the middle of a hurricane. Board your windows and batten down the hatches while we blow the roof off the system in this episode of Brewer's Bunker.
What's up, Mike?
What's happening, man?
All right, so let me tell everyone what's happening. We got a little bit of a bunker today. Yes, my face is a little hot from the light. And I was going to go from the garage today, but I'm got a little situation going on right here. Hold on a second, people. I want to show you what's going on in the land of Florida, Naples. Whoa, doggy. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I see that palm on the front there blowing really bad.
If you guys want, see, now this is true journalism. I will bring you out to the eye of the hurricane. This is like real hurricane stuff. So not like we're going to see on the news or anything like that. But here's, let's go outside for a second. We had a party last night, like all our neighbors came over and stuff. Whoa, you can hear it now. It's not, every once in a while, there's like crazy gusts of wind. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Whoa. So that's, here we go. Now, the only thing I have concern is, damn, raining hard. Is in my back, and the reason why is because I have a how you doing on the can you hear me too, by the way?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Yep.
Okay. Oh damn. There's a waterway in the back, and the only thing I got to worry about is if that thing starts filling up, then I've got a situation. But for right now, it is filling up. Whoa, it is filling up. That, but I have a funny feeling we're coming to the end. The end of it, at least where I'm at here in Naples. So, but I'm glad we didn't evacuate. That's the only thing. If it floods, that's the only thing I'm worried about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shit was flying.
Just had to mute him real quick.
Okay. Here we go. All right, Mike.
And from what I saw earlier, it's like, what, northwest of you, and it's like curving and going northeast?
Correct. Yeah. So it came from our south, and then as time moved on, you know, it was supposed to, it's going to hit around Tampa or whatever, and then all of a sudden it just started hovering and came right towards us. But I think we're literally in the worst of it right now. So I'm not too, right now, I don't think This is as bad as it's going to get. If anything happens, it would happen while we're doing this interview, literally. So
yeah, that would be our luck.
Yeah. Well,
you still got power and stuff, right?
Yeah, still got power. Right, cool. So, I mean, awesome. And that's what I'm saying. So it's not too bad. Just still got power. So thank you for everyone reaching out and doing all that jazz. So we got a little bit of bunker. I got a cool guest today. I was dying to get this guy the minute I saw him. And because it's, I don't know, I guess it's kind of bunker. We'll do bunker.
What's going on?
There he is. What's going on, Jimbo? So I just did a tour of the,
Yeah, I saw it's funny. You remind me of those like fake news reports where, you know, they're like, this is the worst storm ever.
You know. And they're just standing in front of a big fan and a green screen.
Right.
Or, you know, the best one, remember the one where the guy was he pretended he was getting blown, and then like he was fighting the wind and stealing, and then also like two guys just kind of walk by him.
Like, right. Like the mailman walks by. Here's your mail.
Yeah, here's your mail, dude. Yeah, okay, you're right. News is real. Oh, okay. So freaking funny. So where do you like, it's really funny because last weekend was supposed to be, everyone's like, you know, it's September 24th and
yep,
it's all going down. And again, that always drives me crazy because first of all, I never buy into that. Right. I should say that. There was a tiny part of me going, whoa, what's going on? Only because the guy from Germany said something. That's not like, why would, but then you think, who out there is saying, hey, I just want to tell you, September 24th and the 23rd is what's going down. And if you really knew something horrible was going, why don't you just say it? What is going down? And why you're not going to say it is because you don't know.
Right.
I don't buy that. You know it. Stop saying that. I don't know if that's just to get more followers or more clicks. It's just, I don't get it, but that stuff drives me nuts. Like, let me tell you the deal, what's going down the 24th and the 23rd. Were you in on any of that? Or
I definitely saw that, and I actually saw some, there were some clips that I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting, where all these movies had like
I saw that.
Yeah, September 24th, September 23rd, September 24th, September 23rd.
Right.
Like all these movies. Yeah, like the end of the world, and it happened on September 24th. You know, all this kind of stuff. So what I do, you know, first of all, if nothing happens, that might be a sign of good guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're all about. And just a pre-warning for the YouTube world, we're just clowning around. We're going in a bunker. Nothing we're saying is facts. Nothing we're saying is from a specialist. We're just a bunch of bananas.
Just like TV, none of this is real.
That's there right. Just like all of television, it's all a not well scripted, because we're not well scripted whatsoever. Right. But it's all one big show.
Right.
So go ahead. What you think the good guys are? You're all about the white hats, right?
The dark hats, which is like that. You remember that cartoon thing, Spy versus Spy? The little cartoon characters. And one of them was white, and one of them was black, and they would always battle each other. Anyway, you can look it up, Spy versus Spy. But it's white hat, black hat. Okay. Yeah, man. And there's good guys, there's bad guys, and I mean, this is kind of human nature. And I think how I would define good guys and bad guys is good guys look out for others or are trying to help. Right. And bad guys are trying to take from others. It's kind of, does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you believe that the reason why everything is such lunacy, when I say lunacy, the administration just, he can't talk. He says crazy things. They keep taking our money. They keep saying we need more of this. The queen is dead. Although we heard the queen was dead a long time ago.
Right.
And they were just almost like the judge. What was that judge that died? People like, oh, God, we lost.
Oh, Ruth or something?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, and there was something where like, she actually died here, and they're really not going to announce it to XYZ. Same with the queen. She actually died here. And they're kind of doing this. Right. Now, there has been strange things, like the Pope ordered all the assets to bring to the Vatican.
Right.
What is that? What the hell is that about?
Yeah, calling in all their debts. Yeah. That is very interesting.
It was odd. That's what, and then the new Italian lady that took over. It's a lot of cool things. But to me, the one thing still lingering that's a monster that everyone keeps just tap dancing around is the Epstein Island list. And I'm wondering if that's ever really going to come out, because I'm starting to hear more and more and more people coming up with that in all different scenarios. Like I think I heard a politician bring it up. I'm starting to hear a lot of people like with a microphone starting to go, why are we not talking about this? Why are we not talking about this list? So I have a video for you guys to show, just to reiterate and to remember. But before we do, what really sparked this whole thing was Joel Ballman. I hope I said his name right, because I don't want him kicking my ass. He's the, did you see this guy?
I saw the clip that you sent, and bam, nice.
He did it, like, it was a good 2 weeks ago, maybe more. It has to be 2-3 weeks ago. And the first time I saw it, I went, wow, check this guy. He just, live TV went for it. Mike, do you have that video to play right now?
So all those doubting my NFT, you're looking at the guy that's the reason that college athletes and high school athletes are getting paid today. Mr. Influencer to Influencers. Secondly, Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the flight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all p-house to me. Eat p-.
Damn.
Damn. This is what I like. This is what I like. Men like this. This is, that's a man. He, no matter what you think of that, he just went, until you release the flight logs, Jimmy Kimmel, you are a pedophile. The mainstream media, pedophiles, Hollywood pedophiles. Now, before we even get into that, I don't want Joel to wait. Is he waiting?
No, we got some time for him.
Okay. A little reminder to everyone about something that happened right before I think it was right before COVID hit. And it was live television, unedited. And people think this pedophile thing is a big conspiracy or whatever. You can think that all you want. But explain Ricky Gervais when he went on live television. And the questions I have about this is, how did the cameraman know to put certain people on camera? When Ricky Gervais did this, I sat there watching literally like this going, he's going to get whacked.
Yeah.
They're going to murder him. He just, especially the head, I think it was of either Amazon or one of those, his face went in full-blown terror, anger, and panic. Tom Hanks's face went in complete, what's going on? There's a woman, I don't know her name, and she was looking around for people's reactions, not in a like, oh my God, this is fine. The only person I saw laughing hard was Ray Romano. Ray Romano actually looked like he was relieved. Like, oh my God, thank God I didn't have to talk about this. And whoo, all right, thank you. No one would mention this. Tell me, and we'll walk through this, but this is Ricky Gervais on live television at the Oscars.
But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world, people from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you.
Stop it. He just said, in this room is the most powerful. Hold on a second. The most powerful TV film executives in the world. And they all have one thing in common.
Right.
They all, not one or two, they all have one thing in common. Mia Farrell is coming for you. Who is Mia Farrell? Do you know, Jim?
Mia Farrell used to be married to Woody, right? What's his name?
Do you say Mia? Who'd he say?
No, who'd he say?
Not Mia. What'd he say?
We got to back it up. I don't know. So he said so-and-so was all coming from me. I don't know. I didn't, when he said that, I didn't recognize the name.
He's a guy that is taking down pedophilia.
Get out.
Yeah. Are you able to rewind that? Or is that a pain in the ass? Now, look at this guy's reaction. Look at his reaction. I don't know who that is, but he's not happy. He's immediately looking at one of his colleagues like, yo, what's going down right now?
Right.
What is going down right now? Say that again. But tonight,
in this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow.
Ronan Farrow.
He's coming for you.
Jackass.
He's coming
for
you.
Ronan Farrow.
Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year.
Stop that right there. Stop that right there. And then he goes, speaking of all you perverts. So first he said, in this room is the most powerful TV and film executives, doesn't get any higher than them, in the world. Ronan Farrow, are you able to look up what he did, Jim, like on a computer?
Sure.
Or like if you got something there, Mike, and let's read up about him. And then the first reaction was that guy immediately looking at his other colleagues, and his face is not like, this guy's so funny. His face went, what the hell is going on? You saw him do one of these. He leaned back and he's like, what is he talking about? Right. And then his next line is, speaking of you perverts. What does it say about Ronan Farrell?
How does he spell his name? R-O-N-A-N?
Yeah, F-A-R-R-O-W.
There it is right here.
Ronan Farrow. Let's look into this guy.
It's up on the screen.
I can't read that. What does it say?
American journalist.
He broke Harvey Weinstein.
Oh!
Okay. Let's see.
Broke Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
That's enough is the big one.
Yep.
That's a big one. He broke the Harvey Weinstein. A real journalist.
Okay. CBS honcho Les Moonves. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, will be accused of sexual misconduct with from Ronan Farrow. That's another one. Okay. So you're right. This guy is like taking him out.
He's taking him out.
Interesting.
So think of the first, you know, Ricky Gervais comes out. It's like, hey, hey, Joe Pesci, don't whack me. Look who's here. Robert De Niro. In this room, the most powerful people that give you the visual ecstasy, the executives in the world, Ronan Farrow is coming for you. And that guy's reaction was instant pissed, concerned from the eye. I don't know if that's how it really felt, but he looked back and he looked at his buddy or he's looking for somebody. And then the next thing he went, speaking of you perverts, this is on live television. Continue. Look at him. Look at him. Look at what he did.
Talking about you perverts, it was a big year. It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care.
Stop. 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 You see that guy's face?
Yep.
He ain't laughing. That is not a I'm having a good time face. He said, speaking, and look at Ricky looking at them. Look at him looking at them. And he says, speaking of perverts, it was a big year for pedophile, which is a nice name for raping children.
Right.
Raping children. They can try to change that word all they want. Pedophile. You know, what's the new one they're trying?
Minor attractive.
Minor people. Attraction.
Come on.
That's a nice word for raping a child.
Right.
So if anyone says minor attraction, keep a close eye on them. Because that's a distorted, disgusting, disturbing human being, in my opinion. Not a fact, in my opinion. So really got to listen to this freaking award show.
Well, let me, before you get started though, that's good guy, bad guy. Cause the bad guy is literally taking from children. You know what
Correct.
I mean? Like to
Correct.
Satisfy themselves, Correct. They are at yes. the expense of others.
Correct.
Yeah.
And innocently
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Innocently. Vulnerability. Innocent.
Innocence.
yeah.
Families. Right. All, you know.
So go ahead.
Many talented people of color were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood foreign press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time. So,
look at Tom Hanks.
We were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. So,
very funny punch in the face of the times.
Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix. You win everything. Good night. But no, we got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay?
It's
spoiler alert,
season
2
this.
Is on the way. So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right.
But, stop it.
Seriously, most...
Stop it. Stop it. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear that three-gun machine gun fire?
Yep.
He said, whatever program he was talking about, whatever CC was talking to, he goes, newsflash, he didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. And some of the crowd went, whoa. And he went, oh, I forgot. He's your friend.
Right. Shut up. He's your friend. I know.
He's your friend. He basically told that. He's telling you that Hollywood crowd is friends with Epstein. Then he says,
you had to get here on your own plane today. Sorry.
That's right. That's right. And he goes, and some of you had to get there with your own plane.
Right. Right.
That's what I think he said.
I thought he was saying because Jeffrey Epstein's gone, you have to take your own plane now.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's interesting. Maybe that was the take. So this is, he started out with the pedophilia. Big year for pedophiles. And now he's bringing up Epstein.
So, but see, part of me says, that he couldn't have done this he couldn't have done that and lived.
I agree.
If it wasn't a done deal.
Let me put my bunker glasses on. You're absolutely right. I'm with you with the line of thought of someone well orchestrated this. Like, I this is just a theory. Yeah, he might have just came out and like, here's what I'm going to say, and here's what I'm going to do, and I'm just going for it. But you can't. I'm not sure you can. Maybe because he's a comedian or whatever, he said a lot of things that people disappear from, he had to. In my opinion, I felt, whoa, this guy's protected.
Yes,
this guy's protected for the green light. Somebody. Because that's another thing. Those are rehearsed. That's rehearsed. That's camera blocked. That's all. You don't just show up and do that.
Right.
Clearly the audience wasn't in there for it, but whoever was in control of this particular Oscar show, he was allowed to run, and he keeps going. He keeps going.
Yep.
He goes on one more where he says something like, oh, please. He calls out all actors and how pathetic they are. We're like, oh, please. If ISIS were to start a production company, you'd be the first to call your agent. This is, in my opinion, one of the most epic live television moments in history for making you think. And what blew my mind was people like you and I went, wow. Others were like, oh my God, he's so funny. And I don't know why I made that voice that way. That's kind of alluding to to me, that's just people that have no clue. Oh my God, this guy's amazing. He's so funny. And, oh my God, he's so silly. No, he's putting it right in your face to look at, just like so many other things in life.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play the rest. Whoa. What were you saying, Jim?
I was going to say that look at two things. One, look at who they focused on. Even when the show started, before he even started talking, first person, De Niro.
De Niro,
right? Second person,
that guy.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, right? And then all these wasn't Saget still? Was he there? Was he still?
I don't know. To be dead honest with you, I don't know. I don't know.
But I was gonna say that I think they were all these guys were already. They at very least maybe they already had ankle bracelets on, or they were already.
Oh, you know what I mean? Interesting.
Like there's so much these days.
I forgot about that. You're right. Like there were some weird Ellen videos. Do you remember the Ellen videos once COVID hit?
Everyone forgot about them.
They were weird. I should have got them ready for today where she was making bizarre phone calls. And at one, she like laid down the couch and put her leg up and everyone kept circling. She's got an ankle bracelet. And then there was a guy standing. She had these weird, her shirt said, run, Forrest, run. And she also was doing card tricks.
Right.
And she kept coming up with the number 666.
Right.
She was like, oh, David Blaine. And she had like no makeup. It was weird. And she's like, so I'm going to, oh, it's a six. And I'm going to do this card trick. And, oh, it didn't work. And another six. And you're like,
She looked strung out, too.
She looked strung out.
Like she wasn't getting her fix of whatever she's fixed on. Yeah.
Yes. Whatever that fix can be that would make her look better.
Not look. Yeah.
not look so ghoulish and drained.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Play. Yeah. Keep playing. Keep playing.
Films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumor that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one then.
All right. Interesting.
All the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know. And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really.
Taking steroids, right.
Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No. No point. We know we'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he?
Ba-dum-ts.
Tiny.
Little joke. Ba-dum-ts.
Right. The Irishman was amazing. It was amazing. That, it was. It was great. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie.
Listen
Once
to this
upon a time
joke.
In Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So,
is that a...
Right.
Is that
Even
a
Prince Andrew's
joke?
Like, come is on, Leo, a... mate, you know. You're nearly 50, son.
He only likes young, young girls? What is that about?
The world got to see James Corden as a fat p***. He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking.
Rare
I saw
Romano
one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right? But Dame Judi Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play, because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking Holy herself down Ellen. On the carpet, lifting her leg and licking her... Furball. She's old school. It's the last time. Who cares?
It's the last time. Who cares?
Oh, it's the last time. Think about that, too.
The TV what? Game with a morning show.
That it's the last. This is the last time. It's the end of Hollywood. This is the last time.
This is the last time.
Who cares? You're done.
Who cares? You're done. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drama. What? Yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world.
That's
Most
right.
of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
Boom. Done.
So...
All right, Mike.
Wow.
The other thing he said, which was amazing... A show about decency and doing the right thing, but run by the companies that have sweatshops in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all went, that's it. And he named those, he said Disney,
Apple,
Amazon, Disney. Apple, Amazon. What has happened to those three companies over the last couple of years? Disney got popped hard for child trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
They got popped hard for a lot of things, a whole sex scandal, blah, blah, blah. Apple, I loved when he said, oh, please, you all say you're woke, but if ISIS, first he says, here's shows about being good and all that, do the right thing, but it's run by companies that have sweatshops in China, Disney, Apple, Amazon. And then they all went, ooh, and he went, oh, please, you pretend you're all woke. But if ISIS were to start a series, mm-hmm. you'd be the first one to call your agent. You're all full of shit and it's over. And that's why I feel like telling people, like, you really just got to start saying, we're done. It's over. It's done. We're done. No. Yeah. No, we're not woke. No, I'm not. Then I'm not watching. If this actor's in, well, I'm not watching it. We're done. It's I still refer to people forget like, hey, well, they start questioning, like, maybe it is. No, listen to this on live television. And who did they go to? Meryl Streep, De Niro, Tom Hanks. Now, yes, they probably are like the biggest at that time, but they all have something in common. They're all on an alleged list. Alleged mm-hmm. list that I've seen multiple times. I started seeing it a couple of years ago. Let's go to Joel right now.
Bring him in.
Joel!
Hey, what's going on?
Look at you.
How you doing, man?
You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Let me know.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
You sound perfect. Amazing. Can you hear us?
Yes. Yes. I got my settings on too. My bad.
No. All is good. Where are you based out of?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, cool. Wow. Okay. So you don't have to deal with the hurricane I'm dealing with right now in the background.
Nah. We're blessed that we're out in the desert just hanging out. So
awesome. Well, I just want to tell you, I've been all up on this, the list, and I've been all up. We just played the whole Ricky Gervais. People forget about the live awards a couple years ago where he basically said, you're all pals.
Yes.
And he called out Disney, Amazon. He said, the biggest executives in the world in this room, and they all have something in common. They're all bringing the sex charges, all coming after them. They're all petrified of Ronan Farrow. You finish your fight. You go live. Now, yeah, I know Jimmy Kimmel said something about you, or mm-hmm. and that went and clearly that pissed you off, and it would piss me off too.
It was a setup. It was a setup. They're stupid, bro. I mean, they. I was telling people I'm about to go viral 2 months before that fight even had happened. It's all calculated. At the end of the day, they're low vibrational. They take the easy low hanging fruit. I talked about eradicating childhood malnutrition. I talked about my NFT that's going to give back to performers and fighters in a way like never before. And then I talked about, and then I gave them. Yeah, I had two herpes outbreaks in the span of 2 weeks, bro. It's all calculated. If you listen to the pacing, if you like, I spoke for a living for a long time. I studied the subconscious mind. I'm big into sales. Like, I know marketing. I know advertisement. And I've proven that over the last couple of years by breaking the internet. The last year, I broke the internet twice. Broke the internet. I'm talking viral, bigger than anybody else. And I'm not even in the UFC. I'm in the regional promotion. I'm showing people I know what I'm doing. They took the low-hanging fruit. Now I'm exposing them. We're doing the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge, hashtag Jimmy Kimmel Challenge. Just hit a million views on TikTok, the hashtag, and they're trying to censor me. They took away my 50K TikTok, and now we're building it back up. In 3 days, we have 10,000 followers, almost a million views on that page. So it's like they can't stop. Now people are going and looking because they realize, oh, my gosh, this kid set them up. They are that low vibrational thing that he's talking about. They don't
love it.
They don't care about people. All they want to do is continue to propagandize and all this other divide and conquer. I got kids and they're not taking away my children's future from them. F- you.
That's right.
It's not how it's going down. It's not going down like that. So
that's right. Well, what I love about you is the fact that you're ready to fight. There's not a when we get people like you, you empower many other people that feel the same, but they're afraid to fight, or they don't know how to fight, or they don't know how to say what they feel is really going on. And I'm sure you saw the list and the alleged list. And when I first saw it, it made so much sense because they were the loudest barkers over the last couple of years. They were the loudest big mouths over the last couple of years of trying to divert attention and go hate this person and blah, blah, blah. And so when I started seeing them, like, of course, this one's on the list. But there was a couple, I'm not going to lie to you, that broke my heart. I went, oh my God.
Will Ferrell? No.
Allegedly. But was one of those reasons, Joel, did the list start this for you? Or because clearly you must have seen this or sort of had an inkling, because Kimmel is on that alleged list. Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert are on that list. And when I look at their performances over the last year, they are, in my opinion, disgusting, disturbing. But here's the thing, Joel. Here's what I always tell people too. You can point to them all you want, but who's in the background with the tie going, keep this going? Who's running that network? Because right. To me, that's more of a dangerous human being. Those people are more dangerous. The ones that run The View, that spew hate and judgment and news. Yes, they are the bad guys because they're the salespeople of this nonsense. You got Stephen Colbert dancing around like a jackass with his, he couldn't have gotten any lower as a human for what he spewed out there. Jimmy Kimmel could not get any lower as a human being what he spewed out there when it came to that time of who should get a needle in their body blindly. But at the end of the day, exactly. I would like to know, who are the executives? Who are the one? Why can't we see the faces of the executives that run that program? Who are the ones that give the green light? Because I know just on Saturday Night Live when I was on, and any TV shows on, there are executives sitting in that room deciding to go, yeah, this is okay, and yeah, that's not okay. Those are just as much to be held responsible, in my opinion. It's almost like this, you know what I mean?
Yep, those are who I'm targeting. I mean, it's very, very easy to see, right? I don't trust anybody. I don't trust Fox. I mean, they're all run by the people at the end of the day. And I was on Tomi Lahren's, you know, Tomi Lahren, I think there's some people that are, I think that they're controlled opposition. And I think that they're also just people that are naive. And Tomi Lahren, when I was on her podcast last week in Nashville, you know, I talked about the herpes thing. I talked about setting up everybody. And she's like, yeah, we, you know, I was talking about Barstool Sports ran with it. TMZ ran with the herpes thing. Nobody wanted to talk about eradicating malnutrition. And she, I think, innocently goes, yeah, we did. And she's, you know, a Fox News, correspondent. But that then makes me think, you know, she was told to push that narrative as well. Somebody gave her that information, told her to push that out there. And that's Fox. And if you remember that one black reporter one day brought up George Soros live on the air. And they literally goes, we can't talk about, or we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to bring George Soros. Why the f*** not?
Why not?
Wait a minute. Why? Stop. That was kind of weird. For me, the reason I'm doing the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge is because it's like, I had to sit around for years, bro, and watch what I believe were less talented people win. Less entertaining, less funny. The reason I started Am I Canceled Yet? Uncancelable. Am I Canceled Yet.com? My clothing line comes from my sketch comedy show, Am I Canceled Yet? Where I just got fed up 3.5 years ago when all this bullshit was happening that I literally called for 1.5 years saying they were going to dog walk us and fuck us into communism and New World Order agendas. And they were going to use all of this to push the agenda that they have now. And so I used comedy, sketch comedy, to kind of highlight all of that. So my show, it's the most banned show on the internet. I was banned off of YouTube and indefinitely after 5 months of posting. And this is what we were exposing. We were exposing the media. The media is the ones pushing this stuff. They're puppets. Jimmy's a puppet. That's it. that I'm talking to the people behind you. Hey, fuck you. We're here now. We're going to change everything. There's nothing you can do about it. You see the video Pelosi yesterday? They came out. Like, the consciousness is shifting.
Everybody's booing her.
Bingo. Everybody's starting to figure it out. So it's like, this is what I've been waiting for my entire life. I've been waiting for to take over everything so I can give it all back to humanity. I fought to get a platform to be able to do all the things that I'm doing now. Now people can see my comedy. Now people can go see the mind. Now people can go see how calculated we are. I'm on day 33 of the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge, and more people are coming and going, this is brilliant. This is amazing. This is because, again, we have to put it in their face every day.
Right.
We're not just going to go, hey, there was a fucking, I did a day 14. If you go watch my day 14, there was a pedophile island.
I saw
that. There was a fucking pedophile island, and everybody just, climate change. I'm sitting in the back going, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Everybody wants to go climate change. Sitting in the back going, wait a minute. Didn't Epstein who's fucking kids? I want to know that. There's a list. We need to figure that out. Until anything else, election fraud, there might be people in government that were fucking kids. I don't know. Allegedly, figuratively.
Everything here is allegedly, but we do encourage people to figure it out on themselves.
Yes. So if that's the case, I don't want to hear any of them talk. And to me, they are all canceled until they address this. Fuck you. You're done. Until I know who's who. Didn't Jimmy Kimmel's chef get arrested for, doing the Epstein thing? Didn't he get? Yeah, absolutely. So
Bill Gates, they found the child porn, but it wasn't him. It was workers, guys. But, you know, people forget even all the way back to Pete Townsend.
Yep.
This been going on forever. I told people, did you ever see, Joel, and which I'm shocked. I don't know if this is a good guy thing or it's just the new Pinocchio movie. I haven't watched it, but they redid Pinocchio. I find it fascinating that Tom Hanks.
No way.
I find it fascinating. He's playing Geppetto or whatever. Now, you know, the scene in Pinocchio, the pub scene where the guy basically says, we steal little children and we bring them to Pleasure Island and they don't come back as little boys. They do it right in your face. They've been doing it whatever, and until you break that program of your head and you are on that higher conscious level, you're not going to be it. You just can't. People still, I have really close friends that think, I don't have time for them.
You want to know what it is? Is people, it's cognitive dissonance and it's subconscious programming. For the longest time, these have been your heroes. These have been the people that you look up to. These have been the people that have been on the TV that you're supposed to be able to trust. Everybody doesn't realize that sales, advertisement, it's all about know, like, and trust. If you feel like you know someone, you can then like them more because you know them, which means you can trust them. It's that when they're always in your face, they gave you Forrest Gump. They made you like this guy. They made you love this character, which also now makes you love Tom Hanks. But Tom Hanks, piece of shit person in real life,
allegedly.
Okay, so it's again they've been using the same system for the longest time, and that's why Jim, you doing this show is a perfect example of you consciously being able to fight back. All of your fans are going, Jim is absolutely, I'm in the same frequency as Jim. Propaganda, the media, everybody's now able to step back out of their own perception and perspective and go, I can see it from that way. That's wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to see multiple things in many different perspectives. That's what comedy is. Comedy, my spiritual mentor once told me, comedy is the highest form of enlightenment. I was always afraid to do comedy, and it made sense because that was me expressing myself at the highest level all the time. And I feel like that's what comedians do. And so that's why I wanted to do Am I Canceled Yet? That's why I wanted to start laughing at these people. They need to be laughing. They need to be mocked. They need to be ridiculed. They need to be it's bullying in a sense, but at the same time, if you're insulting my intelligence, Joe Biden, my coach, Coach Wink, great. He's a fan of yours. Coach Wing wanted me to say hi, by the way. He's one of the best MMA coaches in the world. And we were just talking today, and he's like, did you hear the Joe Biden speech where he tried to say the best thing that we can do for the hurricane is for everybody to get vaccinated?
Get vaccinated.
You don't need to add a joke to that.
Now, right. Now you're insulting my intelligence. And if you insult my intelligence, like if you want to go war to war on a battle of intellect or a battle – I'm going to smoke you, Jim. You're going to smoke a lot of people. You understand? Yep. That's why they don't want to have debate. That's why they don't want to have conversations. That's
correct.
You understand? And for me, that's why now I'm playing all out war. F- you. You've already took my YouTube channel. That is money. That means you took money out of my pocket. I believe last year, 2 years ago, I could have been one of the biggest content creators on the face of the planet, but I'm shadow banned as all shit on every platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everybody was, why don't you have more followers? The fucking algorithm. And they want to pump out this bullshit to consciousness. Like all these other people that are maybe less talented, less funny. They got to, Jimmy Kimmel's doing bits on children. I just posted it yesterday in my, or two, yeah, 2 days ago for my Jimmy Kimmel challenge. Day 31, I literally showed his little clips that he's talking about kids on his show, sexualizing children, propaganda, all this. And they have the crowd in the background, the little automated crowd. Ha, 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 ha.
That's right.
Not laughing. I don't think any of this is funny. I got hundreds of comments saying this ain't funny. So it's propaganda. It's time for everybody to be. I feel like we're disrupting everything. I'm a disruptor, and I'm one of the best disruptors ever.
I love it. I love it. I love it. But you're not afraid of consequences anymore. People are starting to not be afraid of the consequence. You know, when I first started hearing. Oh, you know, this is what I love. Stay in your lane, Brewer. You're not funny anymore. I'm like, well, if you want to see the funny, come see the stand-up comedy show. That's where I'm funny, and I'm not getting into all this.
Yes, exactly.
But this is not. But if you can't handle the conversation, then go elsewhere because you're not even willing to do it because you can't wrap your head around a thought process that can bring you somewhere deeper and wider. You may not like it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. No. It's really mind-boggling. You know, when there was another time, I love what you said too. It's very interesting. Everyone they make you love, for the most part, can be probably the worst human being. I remember, you know, everyone loves Ellen. Everyone loves Ellen. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Oh, she's such a leader in humanity. Good for her. And then I remember sitting there when the things went down. She had Alec Baldwin host, do a guest host, and he played an entire clip of him going to Disney.
Come on.
And doing sexual things with the kids and the Disney characters. And you hear all the jackass catlings. Now, where they really laughed or it was, you know, a can. They're all like, ah, ha, 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 a little boy sucking on Pluto's genitals. Oh, my God. The little girl is holding Goofy's. Oh, my God. This Ellen show, she's so creative and funny. And I love that Alec Baldwin is putting this out there. Such creative stuff. Sexualizing a child. Oh, my God.
And her background, the background of her scene is just like that island.
Exactly like Epstein's Island. Same colors and everything.
Which, by the way, the island is right next to what? Disney. You know, isn't it?
It's also next to Biden's island. People forget that.
You want to know what got me banned off of YouTube?
What's that?
I did a series 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago, on the Illuminati card game. Because I'm from Minnesota, and I was up there during the George Floyd riots. All of this started for me. You asked how all this started. I was up in Minnesota during the George Floyd riots, and I saw that it was all bullshit. I saw that, you know, they did 4 different George Floyds in different countries.
I saw that. There was one in France.
Yep, bingo.
Yeah. I saw it.
I feel like the media has been controlled ever since then. I feel like they've been shutting down communications from different people, and they got people outraged about different things, and we don't even know what they're outraged over there for, really, truly. You understand? Like, so I started coming out and talking about it, and, like, during the George Floyd riots, there's a bunch of sketchy shit. If you go on my Facebook...
Yeah.
and you go back to all the live streams, we're showing like some of the sketches. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm saying on the thing, hey guys, don't touch the bricks. The bricks, right. They put the bricks there so that you throw them at the windows and they cause controversy. Why the fuck are they shipping in brick pallets and just putting them in the middle? What the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. I did security. Check this out. I did private security at a, and I've never told this story before because I've been waiting. Now is the perfect time. I did private security for the George Floyd funeral, where I was there with NBC, CNN, and I was private security for them. And I just sat back and I watched and I just studied. And I'm like, this feels disgusting. This just feels, wow. You understand? I don't like how this feels. I'm watching them take after take going, and tonight on Fox News and tonight on CNN and fucking what I didn't, you know a lot of the names, but that I know now, but it's all the top names. And I'm just like, you people are fucking disgusting. I don't want to talk like that. I want to talk to people like this. That's why I started my show. That's why we started to get traction. That's why I started speaking to people live going, hey, this is exactly what they're doing. The Illuminati card game, one of their cards is Riot. It's a fucking white hippie dude punching a fucking cop in a brick. Bricks are being thrown in the background. And I'm like, you see how this, how this mirrors this timeline? You see how this is telling Hillary Clinton's in the card game. Conspiracy theorists are in the card game. And I just started going down through all the things, and I walked through people. After five of them, I got banned off YouTube indefinitely.
Oh, my God. This sounds like so much fun. I wanted to do a whole thing. I was talking with Eddie Bravo. I don't know if he
– Just on his podcast.
We were talking about how we wanted to do the Illuminati award show. Ooh. And just – we would have
– Hey, if you hey, I would love in on that. I'll be an actor. I would love in on that skit. That's
what is. I don't me, you, Eddie, and Shaka. We'll write that. And we'll just do it on a YouTube thing because that is.
We've just do George Soros and Eddie had me
hosted by Soros.
Once is George Soros and the most nominees for the most scary out of humanity goes to.
And you just have people.
And the white hat move of the year goes to Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, I love it. That is f-ing hilarious.
Isn't that hilarious?
Absolutely. I was thinking about a whole series where I just started acting out like we're on the same frequency. F- these motherfuckers. This is what I'm saying. People now, we need to laugh. It's so obvious. It's so obvious now that we need to laugh. Comedy is the highest form of enlightenment. I'm starting to realize the more we make people laugh and be able to point and make fun, the more people are going, everybody's making fun of Pelosi yesterday. That's awesome. We should be.
Yes. Bitch. I sat there. I wanted to do. Dude, we should talk more because I've been trying to. There's this other guy who wants to do the basically the SNL for the unwoke, which is really just. What comedy should be. We did a sketch and it was called the Hunter Biden laptop on QVC. They're like, if Saturday Night Live did this, it would have murdered. It would have been the biggest viral, and we've got images. And we, and if you order now, you get all the emails that Clinton had. Oh, that's that's not all. You get all the deals that the big guy got. I mean, it's in your face.
It should be.
It's written already.
I'm not. You're not making fun of my intelligence anymore, bro. If you're making fun of my intelligence, then I'm just gonna make fun of you guys. I love what you're doing. I'm in. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got to connect more. But I gotta say, I thank God for people like you. I really do. And we need you. We need humans like you. And I feel blessed that you came on today.
Huh? Try to Jeffrey Epstein me. Come for me, motherfuckers. I'm on the but you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get away clean with me. You know what I mean? You're gonna lose a few people. You know what I'm saying? Like let bring it.
It's amazing that something you should know, Joe. Me and Jimmy Shaka, we go back to high school. We've been on this frequency our whole lives, and we felt we felt nobody was on this level.
Very little.
And they would make fun of us all the time. And we'd had a radio show on satellite and we'd go there and, it would get shattered. But I gotta say, And I'll speak for you, Shaka. This is one of the most glorious times of my life to see how many people, not just here, the whole world, the whole world is raising up and now seeing the madness. And thank God for people like you that are fearless. I always said they've held us in check for fear for centuries, but now it is time for the fearless. And you take away every division. And personally, I think you take away every time you're almost united, it's the same silly game. Black versus white. We need a white guy. We need a black guy getting beat up by a cop. We need a gay person get beat. We need an LGBTQ. We need someone to get shot by a lot of people. We need to take their guns away. It's just the game is the same game over and over and over. And I thank God for you, man. Thanks for joining me today, brother. And I'll reach out. And I appreciate you. All the best to you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, grateful for
Jimbo,
you.
Jimbo.
Yeah,
good,
man.
To talk to you as well.
You're out.
Oh my God, love Joel. Whole different. See, this is what I love, the genius of him. In my opinion, the genius of him. Yeah. You just see the video of him with it, you know, he's got the thing, he looks outrageous in the boxing. He set him up.
First of all, yes, he's very, very, very smart, very focused, very clear. Like, no bullshit right there.
Yeah. Nope.
Love it. Yeah.
Nope. He's been laser focused for a long time. And what he did, which a lot of people do, I think we used to do this. I said, you got to know the enemy to fight the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy fights a certain way. And now we figured out how they fight. And humanity's figuring out how they fight. And now, like you said, Jimmy, I feel like people like you and I just, what'd you say early? You said
I feel like for pretty much our whole lives, right? We've been pushing this cart up the hill, right?
Right.
And right. I really feel now like I'm not worried. I feel like we made it up to the hill and then it's going over the hill and we just let go and we're just watching it roll, you know, just watching it roll down the hill, right. You know, that's where we are.
Well, it's good to see you, Jimbo. I'm going to go put my ass back in the hurricane. And as always, thanks for hanging out. We'll talk to you again next week. All right, you too, brother. Joel Baum was an absolute incredible human being and a guest today. Of course, everything we're saying, you know, there's no facts, just being silly. But maybe you should look into some of the stuff that we're being silly about or putting out there or just saying for your own self-entertainment. I'm safe for now. For those of you worried and all that jazz, thank you very much. The Patreon, by the way, I had some incredible, incredible interviews recently. And I have to say, I'm really enjoy the Bruniverse with all my heart. But I also enjoy the Patreon because that allows you, the person that signed up for it. Not only do you get a concert every month that I do, sometimes live stream, now we tape, put out there, but you also do the interviews, you do the podcast, and we talk to each other. It's a way for me to get to know you. And it's such a diversity that's been on there between ages and race. It's been amazing. So, and again, if you're thinking about the Patreon, it's only for a month. And then you cancel at the end of the month. But in that 1 month, you catch up on all those podcasts and all the videos and all that jazz. So, Mike, I want to thank you today. And everyone out there in Florida with me, be safe, especially north of me. And I'll do my best to get out of this hurricane. And I want to thank you all for the incredible, incredible kindness that you've sent my way, that you continue to send my way. On each and every level, you have no clue. You have no clue what you're doing. You have no clue what you're doing for yourselves and so many other people, whether you think you're part of this or not. It's a beautiful thing. We are going to a whole nother level of spiritually, frequency, all that. And it's going to be awesome. It is awesome. So I want to thank you for being part of the Bruniverse, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
This is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and I have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.